Way past. Way out that way.
You mean the owl? That's Elvis Presley. That's not Bellevue.
Oh, is it Elvis Presley? Yeah. In a few
years. Yeah, yeah. Bellevue stops in the Midtown area and becomes Elvis Presley.
Okay.
That's.
What kind of area is that?
Well, that area there by the cemetery is either predominantly or totally black.
What about various black neighborhoods that are predominantly middle or high socially and economically?
I mean, like French Ford, or there's Candlelight Square, which is back in the... back off of Elvis Presley, you know where Poncho's is on Elvis Presley. Mm-mm. It's by the cemetery. Same place we were in just a minute ago. And it's a real nice little subdivision. Also, at Lamar and Prescott behind the Treasury,
yeah,
next to those apartments, there's some real nice homes in there. And along South Parkway. Some really nice ones.
Yeah, you probably know the really low class, getting back to that. Or I don't know if it's low, but seeing as how you work for the MHA.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the housing projects?
They're predominantly in the downtown area. There are several that are out in there's Ford Road and Graves Manor and Hawkins Mills that are in the southwest part of the city, really almost in the county. And there's some leased public housing at Parkway and Airways that you wouldn't know was public housing because it's used to be rental property. And then there are several high-rise apartment buildings for the elderly that you drove by and you wouldn't, unless you knew what they were, you wouldn't know that they were public housing. I mean, they just looked like all the rest of the apartment buildings in town. No special signs or anything like that. And then there are the old public housing projects of Dixie, Foot, Powell, Lemoyne Gardens, Claiborne, Hurt Village.
That's what I was thinking of also, but I was trying to get hate.
Yeah, well, Hurt Village is down at 3rd and Poplar. Danny Thomas.
Yeah, is that near UT's campus, UT's medical campus?
No, not really. It's north and west of the medical complex.
What about that area that's, let's see, down Poplar?
Oh, you're thinking about Dixie Homes.
Is that Dixie Homes? That's
there by the Veterans Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Dixie. That was one of the first two projects or developments built in town. Built in 1938.